When I was a kid, about 9 or 10 years old, I had these great stickers of flowers. The colors were such vibrant blues and pinks and reds that they practically vibrated off the page. They were so precious to me that I hardly used any of them. I kept them on their little page for years and years. And somewhere along the way, I just lost track of them. Those stickers were inspired by 1960s flower power. The phrase was invented by beat poet Allen Ginsberg as a cry for peaceful protests against the Vietnam War. Hippies became known as flower children. And we've got some flower children, a little bit of tie-dye out there today in their honor and memory. Because hippies, flower children, wore flowers in their hair and on their clothes. At war protests, they would put flowers into the rifles of National Guard soldiers. Flowers ended up everywhere, including on those stickers that I so loved. The radical Abby Hoffman said, "The cry of flower power echoes through the land. We shall not wilt. Let 1,000 flowers bloom." Flowers became the symbol of peace, protesting against greed and hate and war. Flowers became a symbol of the power of love, the power of people to make a difference. On our flower communion, we show a kind of beauty and power that makes this one of my favorite Sundays of the year. The flowers here speak to the beauty and power among us, the power of beloved community, the kind of community that can create a rose garden out of a trash heap with a little vision, kindness, and generosity. The power that we have together to resist the forces of greed and hate and war. The kind of power in community that is downright revolutionary. The roots of this ritual, which is a uniquely Unitarian sacrament, speak to that power. Our flower communion ritual was created by Norbert Čapek in Czechoslovakia in 1923. In the early 20th century, Čapek was a Baptist minister from Eastern Europe who fled to America because he spoke out against greed and hate and war. And it got him in trouble. In America, he and his wife Maya stopped going to church at all. They were done with all that. But, now kids, listen to this one. They did send their children to Sunday school at all the nearby churches. And when the children came home, their parents would quiz them about what they had learned. They liked the answers they heard when the kids came back from the Unitarian church. So the whole family started going to church, and Čapek soon became a Unitarian minister himself. The family then returned to Czechoslovakia after World War I, and Čapek started a church that grew to 3,000 souls. And there is where he created the flower communion ceremony to embody the beauty and power of community. Perhaps he knew even then that he would need the power of that community himself before long. Čapek became a voice of peace in the face of the rise of the Nazis in Europe. The power of this faith and the power of his community gave him the courage to speak out. And once again, Chapek got in trouble, much deeper trouble this time, for speaking out against greed and hate and war. He was arrested by the Nazis, and he became a martyr for this faith, dying in a concentration camp. Chapek knew about the power and beauty of community. Boof is just such a powerful and beautiful community. These flowers are powerful and beautiful too. They represent the power of a peacefully gathered community to stand for justice and against greed and hate and war. And so we tell Chapek's story at Flower Communion because we so often need reminders. There is strength in our diversity. There is strength in the numbers and in the love that we bring to the world. This faith is worth living for. For some, it has been worth dying for. May we always remember the power and beauty of community. May you never forget the power and beauty that lie within each of you. May we all carry that power and beauty through all our days. Amen, and may it be so. And so now, as we come to our flower communion ritual, we first will bless the flowers. And so these words are adapted from Norbert Chapek, the Flower Communion, the creator of the Flower Communion.
As messengers of the abundant community, of the intricate and particular beauty of each of us and of the depth of our connection to one another,
we bless this blooming community.
For these seeds of the future, which plant in our hearts a holy unrest, which will not be quenched until all people live lovingly with each other,
we bless this blooming community.
In the name of the highest in which we move and take our being, and in the name of the deepest with which makes parents and children, infant and sage, lover and loner who they are,
we bless this blessing community.
In this great endeavor we undertake together to live in love and compassion, creating a world in which love, mutual respect, and justice reign,
we bless this blooming community.
May these flowers be the sign of the glory and variety to which we aspire, knowing that we are one family, the family of spirit and nature.
We bless this blooming community.
May we be strengthened by the spirit of love so that we may also bloom into joyful and useful lives that are a blessing to this world. Amen. If you will please join me now in a flower communion prayer. Gracious God of many names and no name, mystery beyond all naming, unless it be named flower. Spirit of life, which dwells within and among and beyond us this day and always. May we celebrate the beauty in us all. May we ever remember the synergy we create when we come together, the becoming more than we are alone. May we speak for peace, kindness, and generosity. May we plant roses and peonies and tulips and sweet williams and sweet peas and pansies that bring more beauty into the world. And may we all go forth and bless the world. Amen. May it be so.